We continue our learning of the Nishmas David, Rebbe Nachum, Rishon Mechav Yaakov, Pidach Zaliyo. We are in Menachos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. We continue our discussion of one component of a mitzvah being ma'akev or not being ma'akev, the other component of the mitzvah. So the Mishnah begins with the mitzvah tzitzis. Ha'tcheles eina ma'akeves es halavan. The tcheles, the blue thread, is that we have in the tzitzis is not essential to the white thread's validity, which means that if you only have white threads, that would be sufficient. And the halavan eino ma'akeves ma'akeves hatcheles. And if you only have the white, is not essential to the blue, which means that if you have all four strings that are blue, that are tcheles, that are dark tcheles, that's also acceptable. So a little bit of background to this: the Torah says v'nasenu al tzitzis hakanaf pisul tcheles. That's one pasuk we have at the end of Parsha Shlach, and we also have the pasuk in Parsha Kiseitze gedilim ta'ase lecha. Al arba kanfos kisuscha asher techaseba. So we learn from there the word gedil. Gedil means braided. So to braid anything, you automatically need two. That automatically means two strings. And the fact that it says gedilim in plural, that doubles the two strings into four strings. So we know that we're supposed to have four strings in the tzitzis. And in fact, when you do take four strings, then you put them through the loop, and they end up coming out on each side, and then you'll end up with eight. But it's really, we start out obviously with four strings. How many of those strings are supposed to be tcheles dyed with the wool of the chilazo, with the dye of the chilazo, and which ones, and how many can be are supposed to be white? So that's a debate. According to some Rishonim, it's supposed to have two white threads and two blue. And of course, you fold them up and they end up being eight, four and four. According to other Rishonim, it's three white threads and only half of a white and half of a blue, so that when you, on that fourth one, so that when you fold it over, you'll end up with the eight strings, you'll have seven white and one blue. And then you have another position, which is, no, you have three white threads and one blue, so that when you tie them around and you have eight, you'll end up with six white and two blue. So once again, gidilin means they have to be four strings. It also says in Shlach HaKanaf, Pesil Techeles, Pesil is a string, is supposed to be Techeles. That's a debate. What is that? Pesil, two strings out of the four, a half a string out of the four, or one string out of the four. And here the Mishnah is telling us, if we only had white threads or only blue, it doesn't make a difference. You can make four threads of white or four threads of blue, and either way, you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah. To assume that the Mishnah doesn't mean that Techeles is not Ma'akev the Lovin. So let's say you needed two blue and two white. Okay, then I'm Ma'akev one another, I can only have two white and that'll be enough. Or only two blue and if I don't have white, I'll just have two blue. No, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah here means that you need of all four, it's just that you can have all four of one color or another. Which is why this halacha is not the same as the halacha we're about to say. We're about to speak about the tefillin. When it comes to the tefillin, we say that the tefillin, we have a tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, but and one is not ma'akev the other, there that actually means that I can have one without the other. A person has had surgery on their arm and all they could do is put on the tefillin shalosh, they should do that and then they get the mitzvah. So in that way it's not exactly the same as the tzitzis. We don't say if you only have two blue strings and no white strings, just put on two blue. That we would never say such a thing. So that's nonetheless, tcheles is not ma'akev the lovan, lovan is not ma'akev the tcheles. Then the Mishnah says, Tfilah shel yad eina ma'akeves shel rosh. The tefillin shel yad is not essential to the validity of the tefillin shel rosh, which means that if I don't have a tefillin shel yad, or I can't put it on for whatever reason, I can and should put on the tefillin shel rosh. The shel rosh eina ma'akeves shel yad. And the same thing, the tefillin shel rosh is not essential to the validity of the shel yad, which means that if I only have a shel yad, put that on, and you don't have a shel rosh. Or if someone had surgery on their head, let's say, they can't have put anything on their head, so then, okay, just put on the shel yad. And we consider them two separate mitzvahs. And that doesn't mean that we shouldn't wear them both. Of course, the Torah says, v'hayuluto tafos beinenecha, and that teaches us that you tefillin of shel rosh should not be worn without one on the hand. But the Gemara says, kol zman shehem bein einecha yu shnayim. So the tefillin shel rosh are between your eyes, you should really have two. That's derived from the fact that it says l'to tafos. Now l'to tafos is a sign, is a reference to the tefillin shel rosh. So why do we call l'to tafos? Should be l'to tafas. So the answer is because I really want to. We should have the tefillin shel yad on before we put on tefillin shel rosh, and that's obviously the order of the pasuk. And I really should be wearing both all the time. But of course, there are times where I may not be able to do so. What does one do when one can only put on one tefillin? What bracha do you make? So let's assume you're putting on just the tefillin shel rosh. That will depend on what you normally do when you have both of them. The Rashi, the Rambam, and the practice of the Sfardim is generally to make one bracha, just l'haniach tefillin on both. Make l'haniach tefillin before you put on the shel yad, and that covers the shel rosh as well. Even Ashkenazim should have that in mind, but Ashkenazim add on the al mitzvah tefillin for the shel rosh. So if, according to this position, if you're only wearing a shel rosh, so since l'haniach tefillin is what you normally say for when you put on both, so here you're going to say, if you only put on a shel rosh, you only make al mitzvah tefillin. But according to the Ashkenazi practice, Tosfos, the Rosh, and of course the Psak of the Ramah, where we make l'haniach and al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh, so therefore, if a person is just going to wear the shel rosh, in fact, we'll make both brachos. So make the bracha of l'haniach and the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. Why both brachos? Because you see, every day the tefillin shel rosh is preceded by two brachos. So here also, only wearing the tefillin shel rosh, it should be preceded by two brachos, the bracha of l'haniach and the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. When it comes to the other practice, though, since the tefillin shel rosh is not normally preceded by two brachos, it's preceded by l'haniach, but you're not placing the tefillin now on your arm, so al mitzvah tefillin is reserved for such a person. And then Mishnah goes, so it goes both ways. Once again, tefillin shel yad ena makavesh shel rosh ena makavesh shel yad. Then the Mishnah goes on back to Menachos. Hasolas v'hashemen ena ma'akvin es hayayin v'lo hayayin ma'akvon. So this is the, we spoke about many times, the Minchas Nesachim, where along with the Karbon, we would bring Soles mixed with Shemen and wine that was poured down. So we've spoken previously about the Soles and the Shemen themselves, are they Ma'akev one another? But now we're speaking about, I only have Soles and Shemen. I can only bring the Mincha along with the animal Karbon. I don't have any wine to pour down the Mizbech. That's okay. The first way, the flour and the oil aren't essential to the wine. I only have wine, so just bring the wine. And v'loayayin ma'akvan, and the wine is not essential to the other two. If I only have solas and shemen, I don't have yayin, so bring the solas and shemen. Then Mishnah says, hamatanos, we're speaking about the blood that we sprinkle on the mizbeach. Hamatanos she'al mizbeach hachitzon enon ma'akvos zo ezo. The sprinkling of the blood that's done on the outer mizbeach, not inner mizbeach, that the ma'akev, those special chatos, hapnimios, we spoke about, par hemlo, davar shel tzibur, and the special chatos for Yom Kippur, par and so'ir, that's a different category. But the matanos of the blood applications of the mizbeach hachitzon, we learn in Maseches Vachem, ana ma'akev one another. The pasuk says, v'dam zivachecha yishofech, al mizbeach Hashem, which means the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured on the mizbeach of Hashem. That teaches you that even one pouring is sufficient. So that b'di'evit is acceptable for all karbonos. Even though the chatas goes as four applications on the kronos, on the horns, and we have many that are shtaim, shehin arba, the ola, the asham, etc. Nonetheless, one, they're not makif one another. As long as you do one blood sprinkling, that is going to be acceptable. Perek Dalin Mishnah Beis. Haparim v'ha'elim v'ha'kevasim einon ma'akvin zezeh. The parim, the bulls, the elim, the rams, and the kevasim, the sheep, are not ma'akiv one another. What are we speaking about? So this is speaking about Shavuos. On Shavuos, there were two types of karbanos ola that were brought. Number one, that were at groups of olos, rather. The number one were the olos that came along with the shtei halechem. Now, we mentioned the two kvasim that came along with the shtei halechem, which were shalmei tzibur, which were shlamim, kachay kachim, but nonetheless, they were shlamim. Those were the two kvasim that came along with the shtei halechem. Those go hand in hand. We'll speak about them in a moment. But along with the shtei halechem, besides the two kvasim that were shlamim, there were olos that were brought. And this is discussed in Parshas Emor. It says, V'hikravtem al halechem. You're supposed to sacrifice along with the shtei halechem of Shavuos, besides the two kvasim, there are going to be shivas kvasim, seven sheep, par ben bakar, ve'elim shnayim, yihu ola l'ashem. So that's a lot of karbanos. Along with the shtei alechem, I have the two kvasim that are shlamim. That's fine. But there are going to be olos as well. There are going to be seven kvasim olos, one parad ola, two elim, two rams that are an ola, along with the shtei alechem. That's one category of olos. And then you have that's with the shtei alechem. Then you have the olos of shavuos, which are just the classic karbanos musaf. In Parshas Pinchas, the Torah says, v'hikraftem ola, and what are those olos that are the musaf karbanos of shavuos? Parim b'nei bakar shnayim, two bulls, ayil echad, one ram, and shiva kvasim, and seven sheep. So these are a lot of different karbanos. This olos that come along with the shtei alechem, and then the musaf olos, all four shavuos. So what is the Mishnah teaching us when it says, ha-parim v'ha'elim v'ha'kvasim eina ma'akvin zezeh? It's coming to tell you that these olos, not the kvasim that are shlamim, but the olos that come along with the shtei alechem and the olos of musaf, are not makif one another. Let's say which means you could bring the olos of the shtei halechem, let's say, without the musaf karbanos. You could bring the musaf karbanos, the musaf olos, without the olos of the shtei halechem. And not only that, even the olos of the musaf themselves are not makif one another. Let's say you only had a par, you didn't have elim, you didn't have rams. Okay, that's okay. So bring the two parim, or bring the isle, or bring the seven kvasim. And that's but the olos, so that's true. So once again, the olos of the musaf and the olos of the shtei halechem are not ma'akev one another. The olos of the musaf themselves are not ma'akev themselves. Bring whichever animals you have. But the olos of the shtei halechem, which we mentioned, which were, as mentioned in Parshas Emor, v'hikraftem al halechem, as we said, seven kvasim, one par, two elim, those are ma'akev one another. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayu lahem parim merubim, v'lo hayu lahem nesachim, then yaviu par echad unesachav, v'lo yikavu kulan below nesachim. Says Rabbi Shimon the following. Let's say they only had enough money to buy the parim that are needed, but not to buy the nesachim, the wine that has to be poured down along with the karbanos. What should be done? So you say, well, don't bring the paros because you don't have nesachim. No, yaviu par echad unesachav, v'lo yikavu kulan below nesachim, which means like this. It's better to bring the par with its nesachim than to bring many more parim without nesachim. That's what it means. A par with its nesachim is better. Don't say, well, the wine is secondary, so let's bring as many animals as we can. Says Rabbi Shimon, which is not with the Tanakhama, does not agree with this. They would say, bring parim. Nesachim is not so important. Says Rabbi Shimon, no, I think it should be like this. If you could do the par properly and bring a little bit along with this nesachim, with the wine, so better to do that than to bring two parim without nesachim at all. Now, when we speak about nesachim, nesachim is not only the wine. Nesachim refers to the korban mincha as well. So that would be the same thing, according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, along with the par, I bring minchas nesachim, I bring the wine, and I bring the korban mincha along. Let's say I don't have enough money to pay for the mincha, to pay for the wine, so you could have brought two parim instead. He says, no, better bring the par with its minchas nesachim, with the mincha, the wine, rather than, than more parim. When does he learn this from? So this is actually Pasuk Yecheskel. We speak about the third Beis HaMikdash, Perek Mem Vav. The Pasuk says, Ve'efala par, Ve'efala ayil yaseh mincha. You should make a mincha, an efa, it's a three sa equals an efa, a certain measure of flour, should be brought along as the minchas nesachim, as the mincha along with the par, and an efa along with the ayil. So the Gemara says that's a problem. Because we know that the par is a larger animal, and we always bring more flour for the par, and more wine for the par, for that matter, than we do for an ayil. The halacha is that a bull requires three esronim of flour, and a ram only two. We know keves only one. So how could it say eifal apar and eifal ayil? These different animals getting the same volume? So there it's to hint at you the following. There may be times where you'll end up bringing an animal with its flour or with its mincha, even though you should have brought, let's say, two animals. So that's what the pasuk is down here telling you, that the par and the isle have the same measure. The eifal apar, eifal isle. It's coming to tell you, Eifa is just telling you is the Karba Mincha. And it's saying, Eifa la par ve'eifa la'ayil. Make sure your par has a mincha along with it, your ayil has a mincha along with it. Make sure the animals always have their accompanying mincha, accompanying wine, accompanying mincha, the sachim, rather than not having them at all. And that's why the pasuk emphasizes eifa la par, eifa la'ayil, not to tell you that they're the same measure, but to tell you there should always be a measure of flour along with the animal, rather than have more animals without their measure of mincha or wine.